Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
And unforgiving actions. Now I know, you know, what I'm talking about. How many people have been hurt by the things that we do, the things that we say, and our actions? Because harboring grudges, Antioch, is all about nursing a dislike for someone. What we need to understand is that grudges are dangerous because they are destructive. Grudges destroy marriages. Grudges break up families. And grudges ruin friendship. Grudges, my brothers and sisters, can even split churches. You've seen it right before your very eyes. First Baptist, Second Baptist, Third Baptist. Grudges split churches. And Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church, not yours. But because we have differences of what we say and what we believe, we sometimes fight and we wrestle with one another simply because we don't understand the precept and the concept of what God is doing. In this dispensation, right here, right now, in this time, in this age, God is speaking to the house because grudges are detrimental to the success of the church. Let's be honest enough to admit that one of the problems of the church in general is the grudges that Christians hold against one another. I want to tell this morning, if you know you are holding a grudge against someone, then God has something to say to you. He's saying, give it up and then let it go. Give it up and then let it go. No mistakes about it. If we keep harboring a grudge, then it will eventually destroy you. If you keep holding on to it, it will then destroy you. If not physically, but certainly emotionally and spiritually. It will make you bitter and a twisted person. The book of Job in chapter 21, verses 13 through 21, describe people who have no happiness at all. They live and they die with bitter hearts. Do you really want that to be the way you are remembered? Do you remember the parable in Matthew 18, 21 through 35, where Jesus told or talked about a servant who was forgiven of a debt that he owed by the king? And then the same servant who had been forgiven a debt that he owed refused to forgive someone who owed him a smaller debt. And Jesus said his unforgiving spirit landed him in prison because he refused to forgive someone else's debt. And forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And then lead us not into temptation, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. God is watching in a new year our character and our conduct. My brothers and sisters, the Lord is speaking directly to our hearts. One of the theologians by the name of Max Lexaconda makes an interesting comment in his book where he says, unforgiving servants always end up in prison. A prison of anger, a prison of guilt, and a prison of depression. Thirdly, commit ourselves or commit yourself to restore your relationship. Some of us who are familiar with computers know that every time you turn it on, a little window pops up that asks if you want to run a check to see if all of the programs are working properly. I hope I'm correct, Brandon. You know the computer more than I do. My brothers and sisters, God in his word issues a very similar invitation. It is the invitation not to check to see if your computer software is working properly, but to check whether our personal relationships are working properly. And this is how the Lord issues a challenge. If we look at Romans 12 and 18, for it states, if it be possible, as much as lies in you, live peaceably with all men. Not just some men, but live peaceably with all men. Black, white, Jew, Gentile, Protestant, Catholic, those who don't look like us, those who have different sexual identity. He said, I need you to live peaceably with all men. But they are different. And the difference is that they don't worship like us, they don't act like us, and they don't look like us. And the Lord said, that's the problem. They're not supposed to look like you. Everything I made on you, your fingerprints are uniquely yours and different. I made everybody uniquely different. But I'm the same God who made the difference in men, the same God who's raising and bringing and drawing men closer to him. But Pastor, they don't act like me. They're not supposed to act like you. You got enough responsibility with you. And all the Lord asked of you is to help those who need help and to pray for those who need praying and to preach to those who don't look like you. And to preach to those who don't talk like you and act like you. It is not our responsibility to judge any man. That responsibility is relegated and delegated to one God who is above all, knows all, and is all things to all men. For we were all created in the image of God. And we are the one have lowered the standards of how we want to live. And God said, in spite of your lowering the standards, my son will raise it up. Because he said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men, regardless of what their lifestyle is about, regardless of what they look like, regardless that they don't worship like you, I will raise them up. We're so busy trying to judge, we can't even see our own frailties. My brothers and sisters, in Romans 12 and 18, it states, if it be possible, as much as lies in you, live peaceably with all men, not just some men, but all men. The important phrase is, as much as lies in you. Stop watching someone else. Check out yourself. That's a personal challenge to each and every one of us today. My brothers and sisters, the Lord wants us to do everything that we can to restore any relationship that may have gone wrong in our life. Some relationship might have gone wrong in our life because of what other people have done, and they may not want that relationship restored. But God is simply saying, I'm in the restoring business. I know to restore you back to mint condition, I need to restore you through the power of the Holy Spirit that will bring you back into a covenant relationship with me. And that covenant is a binding agreement that is made by God directly to you and I. And the fourth and final examination for 2023, commit yourself to turn your back on your transgressions. Commit yourself to turn on your transgression. Romans 6 and 12. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. That is the last challenge that I believe if we will rise to meet, then it will make this new year truly significant for all of our lives. When God says for us to not let sin control the way we live and not give in to its lustful desires, God is delivering a challenge to turn your backs on our transgression. And a transgression, my brothers and sisters, is an infringement or a violation of a law or a command. How many times have we infringed upon God's laws and God's commandment because of all of the things he has said? 613 laws in the Bible, and because we don't want to abide by them, we lower the standard so that we can get away with all kinds of things that pleases the flesh. And the Lord says, I need you to let it go. The same God who sanctioned, declared, and decreed all things is the same God says, I love you in spite of your shortcomings and your frailties. I came that you might have life